Hello, my dear. Welcome to Global Prey Chain to empower you for the 5% of human potential, 95 abundance and powerful blessing from God. Today, we are praying to God to empower us, to have this energy, cosmic energy that God is sending to the world that we are lacking. Many people don't have this power to live and other difficult things and so many struggles in the world with the health, with the between countries and the leaders and politicians and businessmen and all other struggles because people are lacking most powerful true love of God. So welcome in this meeting with the direct presence of God. Please subscribe to the channel and share this message to billions. Let's energize today with the powerful music and powerful quotes, words of God. And the Global Pray Chain and Global Peace Forum. We are uniting people, organization to finish Ultima Global Peace by 2027. And this predestination for you and for all Edvino Plus people to live in peace by 2027. So let's join hands together and pray at 7 p.m. your local time. And when all Edvinos will pray in this chain, the world peace will come automatically because we are focusing on prayers and prayers and vision and plans and actions. A substantial peace is at hand, as Jesus said. So let's take it. Okay, there are more about us information in the description of this video. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, turn on suggestions playlist, and listen to God's word, sanctify your place 24/7, as these meetings are in direct presence of God. Join daily and feel direct presence of God, that God could empower you with the 95% of his omnipowerful true love. So let's sing good powerful music, rejoice. It's lifted today.
At the sound, all these angels will arrive, hungry.
thank you very much, Los Angeles family. So great music. Let's go with the quotes. Words of God from Messiah is coming. These quotes are from the philosophy of peace. Words of God nowadays, as God sent only God's son with the daughter, as their true parents build the heavenly kingdom already 12 years. So they speak to us. Words of God. It is indisputable that restoration came through indemnity. It is based on the law of cause and effect. Which nation bears the responsibility to pay the miserable indemnity for the world in the last days? It is none other than Korea. As a result of the Korea War, Korea was divided along the 38th parallel. Even though it took no sides in the global conflict between the left and the right, it became a sacrifice and had to shed blood. Surely the situation was miserable. Nevertheless, today's Korea ought to stand once again as a nation representing the tragic destiny of the world. From this perspective, we ought to reflect deeply upon the reason Korea is driven into the circumstances of his destiny. Communism and democracy are confronting each other in the Korean Peninsula. Both sides argue their case on Panmunjom, yet their actions are but a manifestation of the larger battle between heaven's world and Satan's world. Externally, both camps are fighting over Korea, but internally, God and Satan are engaged in the ultimate battle over the past, present, and future. Therefore, as Koreans, we have to set the internal identity condition whereby history can advance, carrying with it these two camps. Okay, this was the quotes for today. As God, good side and evil side struggling we see in the world today. So powerful quotes. Yeah, Selena, you want to pray?
Okay, I'm in the car, but I'll try. Okay, let's pray. Almighty, ever-living God, in whose hand lies every human heart and the rights of people, look with favor, we pray, on those who govern with authority over us. Let peace fill our hearts and worlds and our universe. Let us dream together, pray together, and work together to build one world of peace and justice for all. Please free our world from conflicts. Bring unity to our troubled nations. Bring unity to troubled nations. Let your glory, peace, reign in every heart. Dispel all darkness and evil and bring light to this world. Father, we thank you. We praise and glorify your holy, matchless name for protecting us and bringing us out again on the prayer line. We pray for our elders on the prayer line. We pray that, Father, with all this, without knowledge and wisdom, we cannot do. We ask for that. Help us to tap into knowledge and wisdom so that when we come, we know what we're saying. And when we pray, Father, we know you listen to us. Show your glory in our prayers so that at the end of everything, we'll say you have done it. We praise you and glorify your holy, matchless name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you very much, Selena. So powerful prayer. So good that you speak 24 hours with God when you are in car, when you are at home, everywhere. Keep
yes,
like that.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Please join my prayer too. Yeah, so happy to hear. Yeah, let's go. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. Heavenly Parent, as you empower us across the globe, our brothers and sisters, please receive our devotion. We want to invest our heart, as we heard the Messiah's coming words today, to invest our devotions, our hearts, to save the people, all you children, all 8 billion plus people, all of them need salvation. Dear Holy Parent, we see that in this world, our brother and sister are suffering so much, and there is a sickness, and it's so big sickness that families are divided, and the people are suffering from the cancer and all of these difficulties, and also of the mental health, dear Heavenly Parent, and all others difficulties that is really attacking the world nowadays so strong. Even those who are under power, like with the atomic weapons, couldn't be protected from evil spirits that infiltrate their mind, and they push them to fight, and they are dumb. Listen to them and fight, dear Heavenly Parent. We pray for them for healing. We see how much struggle they have in the news, dear Heavenly Parent. They are fighting not in the news with the sanctions, but they are fighting and suffering so much in the real substantial wars, and you children are dying there, dear Heavenly Parent. Dear Heavenly Parent, enough is enough. You bless us in this messianic time to live with the only God, Son, only God, and daughter, that you send them now, and their true parents build the heavenly kingdom, the 12th year, and just all people, all 8 billion, from simple people to president, supposed to receive Messiah's incoming, inherit this true love culture and their life and their family, community, country, the world, and especially those in leadership positions, and please help them to open their mind really to see visions and these dreams about peace 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, let it be, let it be, let we unite together and join hands together and really bless world, the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, everybody needs salvation, blessing, and healing. All 8 billion people want to live in peace, real substantial peace, even those who are fighting, because they are you children. Therefore, we pray, dear Heavenly Parent, help them to liberate themselves from the evil infiltration of the evil spirits. And this is impossible without 95% omnipowerful God's salvation that is come right now to the globe. Dear Heavenly Parent, to every human being, it came through the Messiah's incoming, and the responsibility, 5% of responsibility, have every individual to overcome all of this and join hands together with the Messiah's incoming and finish global peace by 2027, dear Heavenly Parent, and today's technologies and today's development, it could be done even by 2025. Therefore, we are praying every day already 42nd meeting a row, just every day, build a brick by brick this temple of peace, dear Heavenly Parent, of global peace. And dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us with all you omnipowerful power, and let's unite together and let's do everything together. Heavenly Parent, I really came today not alone. You bless this meeting with the representative of humanity, he with the Tinku in India, and Tinku is in Heavenly Asia, and Selena in the US and Americas, and I'm in Europe with Jan. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us. Lead us every day, every hour, second, us, and as we pray for the world, as we invest all our hearts for the world, please protect us and our families. Very important that we could help you even more and move your providence. Please help us to find prepared people to, as John the Baptist missions, those and the power and religious and media and billionaires, all of them who was at our meetings during this 900th meeting, 942nd meeting, and all of them 942 meetings a row, many of them bishop, archbishop was there, led them also, and the pope and all other came and joined Messiah's second coming to finish Ultimate Glow at Peace by 27. Dear Heavenly Parent, this is possible, and let we unite together, let do everything together. Heavenly Parent, we really invest all our heart in this concrete substantial meeting and substantial devotion as we devote our life for the world salvation, and we pray for our brethren who are suffering for their salvation. You ask us to pray for the sick, and we pray for them to really to heal up, dear Heavenly Parent. As Jesus said, and some day that some of us we are looking like we are alive, but we are dead. So let we came alive. Let be reborn through the Messiah's coming. Absolute rebirth, and really get this blessing. We feel it, this blessing of God's true love, 95% that is coming to the 5% of human potential is coming here and this concrete meeting, and we rejoice it, enjoy it, and let it do it even more, even greater, even more powerful every day, every hour, second. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this day as a pure offering, everything what we did, and let we do tomorrow even more, starting from now. Analyze today and plan the next day. And we are so thankful for this day from all our heart, for everything what you bless us, you lead us till now, and help us to find the concrete people and the concrete money to move your providence even accelerated day by day, hour by hour. Please receive this short report. I pray one more time for Selina and Tinku or others who join offline. Please help them, empower them with your will, and receive this, dear Heavenly Parent, our meeting as a pure offering, that all our brothers and sisters in any difficulties they are here, or representative of humanity, all 8 billions, or they are spiritual world, all of them to receive salvation, blessing, and healing as this system of the salvation already start and is saving every day, every hour, every second. And bless, dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us, and we are not just praying like this, we are really want to invest all our heart, and we are investing our heart, and we don't just guess, we don't just think or make it a little bit better or something like this, or fix here or there. We are building substantial kingdom, and let we purify all human beings, purify this earth for the future generation to be pure right now, not someday that we are waiting for some peace imaginable on the clouds. It supposed to be built right now, right here, make from weapons, luxuries. Time will be done. May God's will be done as soon as possible. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this short report and help us to achieve greatest results. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kirpala, Saint Blessed Family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, let's invite our brother Tinku. He usually have a good research for peace. Happy welcome, Tinku. Few minutes. Please speak for peace 2027. Tinku, can you speak now?
And at this time, I am busy in party. So next day, I have all a lot of things to explain now.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, sounds good. You are on the way for Peace 2027. Keep going. Okay, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Globally, pray for you. Stay happy, healthy. Let's rejoice tomorrow even more. Invite you, family, relatives, contacts, everyone. And even you, prime minister and president, so all of them was invited to this meeting. I send them invitation as a New Year present. So let's rejoice together for Peace 27. Do this global prayer chain every day. At 7 p.m. local time.
Okay.